if for which purpose, for which reason the Holy Prophet, the Master of the Two Worlds, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did the dua for barakah, for blessings, then you tell me what will be the status of that action or that thing. For example, if on water the Holy Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, does dua, then imagine that water, what its status will be, what its situation will be. Can there be anything in comparison to that water? So for whichever the Holy Prophet, or whoever the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does dua for, imagine that. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, in this month, the month of Rajab, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did the dua for barik lana. He said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, oh Allah, in Rajab, please instill your barakat, your blessings. That's it. So if we see here, what does this mean? That from Rajab, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet of Allah, until Ramadan, he stated this dua, that these 3 months, in these months, an individual, whatever good deed he does, then the dua of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the barakah, blessings he will attain. So from the whole year, these 3 months are separate. Because the dua for blessings has been mentioned by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So every good deed an individual does, there will be blessings in his actions. Who's due to the blessings of the dua of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So today we have only one action, which we, mashallah, do regularly. That is dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. So you tell me that for dhikr of Allah, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has recited a dua for blessings. Should we leave this? It's the biggest misfortune that person, without any reason, without any emergency or problem, the servant of Allah leaves the gathering of dhikr Allah. And that is the dhikr gathering in Rajab and Shaban and Ramadan. Imagine the special qualities of these gatherings in these months, because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has recited a dua for blessings in this month up to Ramadan. So never make this mistake in your life. That Allah gives you a big opportunity. May it not be that you have an emergency or a problem or distress that you can't attend this gathering of dhikr, but due to being lazy, I don't feel like it, I don't want to come, etc. Or some minor excuse that comes in comparison, opposition to this gathering. Then I will say this is a big misfortune and wretchedness of that human being. So try every good deed, try to do that in these months. And especially in our position, we have the dhikr of Allah that Allah has given to us. Do dhikr as much as you can. In normal months, blessings of dhikr, many times over these majalis gatherings will be unique. Many times over they'll be unique in these sacred months. The du'as, the word, the recitation, whatever we say in these months, Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, will be totally unique.